East Coast Breakfast.
Well, we're talking body searches this morning. There are times that they can be done, very special times, but certainly not randomly. It's something that should be authorized by the management of a retail store if they strongly suspect that someone has shoplifted from them, and then only in a private room with strict protocols being observed. So, for example, if a shopper sets off one of those security apparatus things that we walk through when leaving a store and they can't find the trigger, you know, what set it off in their bags, then maybe a body search privately would be warranted. But I was horrified to learn from Masida Mtini of Chatsworth that when she visited the Mr. Price clothing store on the corner of what we used to call Western Field Streets in Durban CBD 3 Sundays ago, a woman security officer was routinely searching customers' handbags and their purchases, fine, but then giving them a routine full body search with her hands.
So she wasn't being singled out on a suspicion of shoplifting or anything?
No, not at all. She'd gone to the store with her adult niece and another woman, bought a few things, and when she was stopped for the bag search at the top of the long escalator that leads down to the streets, she thought nothing of it, as it's pretty routine in that area, she said. But the first clue that this search was going to be a bit different was the way the bag search was conducted. The woman apparently had a really good rummage through both the Mr. Price packet and Mercedes handbag, down to the opening her cosmetics bag, rifling around in there like it was some kind of intense airport security search. And then it happened.
As I was closing my bag, without even asking me for permission or telling me what she's doing, she just started searching me with the back of her hand. She started brushing my body right down. And she came in between my thighs. And she also kind of touched my private in a way, but with the back of her hand, and just carried on searching me. And that's when I told her, you can't do this. And she blatantly just ignored me. And she continued to just search the people behind me.
In the same way?
In the same way.
So she took it up later. She couldn't deal with it at the time. She was at the top of this escalator, didn't want to to hold up the queue of people trying to get out. So she wrote an email to Mr. Price. Wasn't answered. When she wrote a second email and that was ignored, she emailed me. And it's certainly not okay, Darren, for someone to touch a shopper's, a customer's body without warning or consent.
No.
And she certainly felt that way, and she's absolutely right.
I felt very, violated. I was very upset because I was also fasting at the time because it was the month of Ramadan for us. And I was actually shocked. I felt as if, she was thinking as if we were shoplifters in the store. It was just totally out of this world. I couldn't believe it.
Sure.
Also, not getting a response from the company didn't go down well with Nasida.
And that's when I decided to take it further and contact you about it, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that go through this, but they're afraid and like, you know, they don't know who to speak to regarding this, because it's not right on anybody to be cheated that way.
Yeah. So, once again, Consumer Watch to the rescue.
Well, yes. And the very first thing I did, though, was try to experience this overzealous security woman's pat-down firsthand, and I'll tell you how that panned out in a bit.
So, routine bag searches or bag checks at store exits are a little bit annoying, but are becoming increasingly more common.
Yeah.
Mosida Mtini and other shoppers, as you've just informed us, Wendy, were subjected to a full body search by a security woman as they went to leave Mr. Price in Durban CBD. A full body search in a retail center?
Definitely not okay. And this was about 3 weeks ago, and I have no idea how long before or after it had been going on. But on hearing Mercedes' story, I decided that a site visit was in order. So I took myself off to that Mr. Price in the CBD, corner of West and Field Street. I had a little browse. I chose a couple of things, all in the name of research, you understand. Then queued to pay, and then queued again. It was a very busy store. To have both my newly acquired packet, two little purchases in it, and my handbag searched. And it was done fairly routinely, not too much rummaging around, and I certainly wasn't subjected to a body search, nor was anybody else at the time. So I took a photograph of the security officer and sent it to Masida, who confirmed that she wasn't the security woman who'd body searched her 3 Sundays back. So obviously I asked Mr. Price to respond. The head of social media for apparel, Taryn McCluckie, said the company was truly upset to hear about what Ms. Yida had been subjected to. She said, we'd like to assure our customers that this was an isolated incident and is not conduct that we think is acceptable at all. Our customers have always been of utmost importance to us, which is why we have a strict code of conduct in place with our security company to ensure that incidents like this do not occur. There's more. We've since launched a full investigation, she said, and have taken corrective action with the security guard to ensure that this doesn't happen again. And she said they were not unable to reach Ms. Yida, but the security company had contacted her to apologize.
So let's get our head around this. If somebody asks to give me a full body search in a retail center, can I refuse?
Yes, you can as a shopper. It should never be done in public if they have a strong suspicion that you've stuffed something in your clothes or whatever. They must take you away into a private area, and there's strict protocols about witnesses and everything else that must happen. This certainly should not be a random, let me look in your bag, let me touch you, let me feel your body. No, that should never happen. In the airport, it's a different thing. You know, if you set off that security apparatus, they will pat you down. But there, the issue is security and not shoplifting. Yeah. And I'm very happy to know that people who set those things off are being searched, as I'm sure you are. The body searches must be done very rarely and on strong suspicion that someone has shoplifted something.
And bag searches, what's the protocol with that?
Well, the ones private handbags, men won't relate to this as much, are searched to check whether you've stashed merchandise in there. The packets of things that you've bought are checked against the till slip to see whether or not you're in cahoots with the cashier who may have slipped some things through without scanning them. Mm. And that is a thing, apparently. But these routine searches, bag searches, that is, should be disclosed at the shop entrance, so you can decide whether you want to give that shop your custom and then have your new purchases inspected or not. So nobody can, obviously, in a store be accused of shoplifting until they've left or just about to leave the store past the pay station. So that's why the action normally happens at store exits, because you can't be accused of something if you haven't demonstrated that you weren't going to pay. Mm. So the bottom line is companies do have the right to take measures to reduce shoplifting, which is a big issue, but not at the expense of their customers' dignity. And that means treating every person as a valued customer or potential customer until the moment that there's evidence of theft, at which point the police should be called and then it becomes something else. It's ridiculous for a store to take someone's money at the till and then have security personnel subject them to a humiliating pat-down a few seconds later, or even rummage through their possessions without any courtesy or respect or saying thank you and all the rest. So well done to Ms. Yida for taking a stand.
Exactly. I don't know what I would do if I bought something and someone said, I'm going to give you a full body.
She tried to object and it was just like the woman wouldn't engage. It's no eye contact, no words, no sorry, no thank you, nothing. Just on your way, go.
Madness.
Yeah.
Well, again, Ms. Yida, thank you very much for speaking out about this and bringing it to our attention.
And if it's happened to anyone else, I'd like to hear about it.